A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Annalise Dressel of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig joining me this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And can I start by, because I'm a big fan of Dr. Dealish Clare, she's going to be in your store, is that tomorrow?
Well, it's not actually Dr. Clare itself. It's Tara is one of the main herbalists that okay. works for Dr. Clare. So she's going to be in the shop tomorrow from 12 o'clock till 2, and she's going to be answering questions from customers regarding herbs, and there'll be a lovely hamper as well that customers can have an opportunity to win. So if you want to speak to a herbalist, and she's Dr. Clare's right-hand woman, so
brilliant.
She's absolutely superb to be here tomorrow.
I mean, they do fantastic products, so well worth a visit, particularly for somebody, say, new to herbs and trying to get an understanding of it. So between 12 and 2 tomorrow.
In the shop.
At the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig. Okay, let's get straight into questions, please. Hi, Annalise. My daughter, this is from Margaret and Douglas, my daughter is doing her Leaving Cert in June, and this is for all Leaving Cert students. Could you suggest anything to give her a bit of a boost before the exams, please?
So I think the Source of Life Gold, Patricia, is brilliant because it's got everything in there for a little bit of energy. The ginseng is brilliant for energy and focus and concentration. There's loads of immune-boosting stuff in there so that they don't fall sick. So I definitely think something like that would be great to kind of get them through the day. And if people are looking for something to kind of focus and calm for study, L-theanine is wonderful. It's actually just an amino acid, which is a type of protein. But it works to kind of bring down adrenaline, and it helps really, really well with calm and focus. In fact, we often recommend it for kids with ADHD or ADD in school, and it really does work to help them, you know, better prepared and better able to sit in school and listen for long periods of time. So that's great for kids who are having to come home and swat and study L-theanine for long periods, and then the Source of Life Gold for just general immune and energy.
And our weekly question, this time it's from Kathleen in Macroom, fatigue after COVID advice, please.
So it's you know what, Patricia, different things are working for different people, but the one we're finding generally works the best is either the Source of Life Gold or the Revive Active. Now, the Revive Active has got a lot of very specific nutrients in there for the energy pathways in the cell. And we find for some people that works very well if combined with the N-acetylcysteine, and especially if there's any chest issues left over. So if you feel you haven't fully got your puff back in your chest, combine the N-acetylcysteine either with the Source of Life Gold or the Revive Active. And then for some people, what we're recommending is that they take vitamin B1, which is thiamine, and they take that throughout the day at different... Sorry, no, it's not thiamine, it's niacin, vitamin B2 niacin. We're recommending that people take that every 2 to 3 hours throughout the day, and that for some people is working to keep their energy up for very severe post-COVID.
Yeah, and most people are saying, I certainly would say a good month. It took me a good month before I could actually say that extreme tiredness was gone. And I found the Source of Life brilliant, but it was a full month before I could say I'm now no longer as tired as I was.
Absolutely, Patricia, I think that. And the strange thing about COVID as well is that, like, I had COVID, I actually had worse head colds in my life. I wasn't really sick with it at all, but I definitely had the fatigue. And I still find that I'm actually sleeping 8-9 hours, whereas before 7 hours would have done me. And it is a month later. Now, I'm good during the day, and the Source of Life got me through. But instead of taking it first thing in the morning, I took it more in the afternoon when my energies were starting
That's
to flag. So it boosted me when I needed it.
Okay, two people have kind of a similar question, both male listeners. John says, Patricia, would Annalise have a cure for painful knees? And James in Cloyne was on looking for suggestions for pain relief for knee pain. Now, he's gone for an MRI. Nothing showed up. They suggested it just might be an old injury.
Probably is, or maybe just a little bit of wear and tear. Now, the different kind of injuries, if you've injured your knee, you're more likely to get wear and tear, which is a bit of arthritis. It could be only minor, so it mightn't be showing up massively on an MRI. Things that are more difficult to see on an MRI are tendon and ligament injuries and pulls, and they would cause pain as well. Now, unfortunately, they just take time and rest to heal if you've got a tear or a pull in those. But if it's tendonitis or tendons, you're looking at a natural anti-inflammatory. We generally recommend a combination of curcumin and boswellia. And there's a great supplement called, if you can get your hands on it, it's by a company called Nutri Advanced, and it's called Curcudyne, C-U-R-C-U-D-Y-N Forte. And that's a combination of both of them, and we get great feedback on it. So curcumin and boswellia for tendons. And then there is a homeopathic remedy that hits it for some people but not for others, and that's called Rutagrav, R-U-T-A-G-R-A-V. And that for me worked wonders when I had the onset of plantar fasciitis. It just kicked it in 1 week. But I do see, Patricia, we recommend it quite a lot for tendons, and I'd say it's 50-50. Okay. In terms of it working. So arthritis then, the curcumin and the boswellia can work well for arthritis, and pain relief is more long term. Or you could try the cannabis oil. Cannabis is nearly the only natural remedy that works immediately for pain relief, and you probably need to take a fairly strong dose. We love the brand Cannabis Gold, but there's another brand, Full Circle, as well. That's very good if you can get your hands on that. And you're probably looking at needing to take about 15 to 30 milligrams of CBD per day for pain relief.
Okay, somebody wants to know, is Annalise having problems getting Cardio K? Her local health shop is having problems getting it. Are you having problems getting it?
Yeah, so Cardio K was something called red rice yeast extract. And the extract is called monocholine K. And the Cardio K was 10 milligrams of that. And it was absolutely amazing, Patricia, for bringing cholesterol down. It worked in the same way as the actual statin drug that's prescribed. But people tended to have little to no side effects, unlike the statin. Unfortunately, in their wisdom, the Irish Medicines Board have decided that it cannot be sold at that strength any longer. So it has to be taken off the market to be reformulated. And from the 1st of June onwards, you will only be able to buy it in a strength of 3 milligrams and no more per capsule. So all of the products with red rice yeast have to be reformulated and very hard to get at the moment. But they will be back, but it unfortunately won't be as strong. So you'll probably need to take a bit more.
Oh, goodness. Isn't it always the way when something works? It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I sometimes understand the logic behind it, Patricia, but I have to say in this case, I really don't.
Okay, Nick in Kinsale has developed eczema on his legs. Never suffered from it before. It appeared about 3 weeks after COVID. It's just like one spot of eczema, extreme dry skin. Is there any cream you could suggest to itch the scratching temptation and ultimately to get rid of it?
Absolutely. Now, so probably the best thing to do is to go into your chemist and get, if it's only one small tiny spot, and get a hydrocortisone cream, and that'll take the itch out and it might clear it up. Now, that's fine if it's a little spot, Patricia, but that cream does damage and thin the skin over long term. And if you're using it on a bigger area, you can also get what's called a rebound effect from the steroid in it, which means that once you stop using it, it gets worse than it was before. So for bigger areas, we're recommending either the Dr. Delish Clare Anti-Itch Cream or the Salcura Zeoderm. And we've had a lot of post-COVID rashes. So this gentleman's very lucky that it's just confined to one spot, because we've had people with massive rash and redness and itch all up their legs and back after COVID. Some people do get rashes after virus, Patricia, but it's very unusual and it seems to be a lot more common after COVID. So in that case, the same company, Salcura, as do the Zeoderm cream, they do a beautiful spray called Dermaspray, and it's really, really soothing and cooling. So that's great if it's more widespread. So the Salcura Zeoderm or the Dermaspray or the Dr. Delish Clare anti-itch cream.
Gail is in Crosshaven in her 30s, has asthma since childhood, but wouldn't class it as a very serious condition, but it has left her with a bit of a weak chest. She's now discovering that she keeps getting chest infections. Is there anything that you could suggest to help prevent the repetitive chest infection, something she could be taking long term?
So I think the short-term answer to that is to take something that keeps the chest clear of mucus, because if there's mucus pooling in the chest, then it can sit there and get infected by bacteria. So the one that we find the best for that is the Dr. Clare Congestion Blend. She also does one called Mucotone, which is a similar one but has got immune-boosting herbs in there as well. So the Mucotone is better if you feel something coming on, but the Congestion Blend is best to keep the chest clear. Now, asthma, I believe, is an allergic type of condition. People get worse asthma when they are allergic to dust or pets, and I do believe it can be linked with food as well, Patricia. So for this person, I would have a look at the diet. Generally, dairy is the one main culprit that causes mucus buildup, and most people would even notice if they ate a lot of cheese, they'd get a bit kind of caught up in their throat. So for some people who might have an intolerance to the proteins in milk and cheese and cream and yogurts, try cutting it out for a couple of weeks and see does that improve the mucus, the amount of mucus you're either swallowing as a postnasal drip or in the chest, because that would help for asthma as well.
Liz is in Kinsale with a rather unusual one. What would Annalise recommend for a person to prevent getting up most mornings to hives on the side of my face for no reason, mostly along my jaw bone? They're not allergy hives. They go away as the day goes on, but they can be very itchy and red when they are there. And they develop overnight and she discovers them in the morning.
Very strange, Patricia. I don't know. Like generally, hives is a kind of an allergic reaction to something. And the fact that it's developing at the same time every night is unusual as well. So I'd suggest looking at the pillow. Like a lot of people would be allergic to feather pillows, so getting a hypoallergenic pillow can help. I have discovered silk pillowcases recently. I just have one for my own self. And it's fab, Patricia. I don't get the frizzy hair and I don't get the same awful creases on my face from sleeping on my stomach. So a silk pillow can be very, very soothing for the face. And the other thing I would look at is, are you putting something on your face at night that possibly is causing a reaction? So are you using a cream or something that is different from your usual routine? Maybe just keep it very simple and just wash your face and leave it cream-free for a few nights to see does it clear up.
Okay, but hi, Annalise. There are two types of Revive Active. What's the difference between the two? I take the Zest Active, which is the yellow one. Are there two different types of Revive Active?
The Revive company do a number of different ones. The Joints Active for joints, and there's ones for teenagers and kids. And the Zest Active is more kind of designed really for younger, sort of age 20s to 30s. Now, I think the Revive best for post-COVID because it is formulated for more energy. It's a more energy supplement, so it's normally great for older people or people who do a huge amount of exercise, or in the case of post-viral fatigue, that's what you want. The Zest Active has got some immune-boosting stuff and probiotics in there, so it's a nicer one to take if you just want to boost when you're relatively well, and the green one better for post-viral fatigue.
Okay, a listener is describing what she thinks is a very bad sinus infection. Any tips? Bad coughing at night, sense of smell and taste gone, and I'm all bunged up.
Okay, so for sinus and sinus infections, we recommend the Dr. Delish Clare Mucotone is fantastic. So there's echinacea in there that will boost the immune system and help the immune system get rid of it if it is an infection. And then there's herbs in there to kind of reduce inflammation in the sinuses and to get rid of mucus. And the other thing we recommend is that you do a steam inhalation with oregano oil. So oregano is a brilliant antibacterial and antifungal. And if you put it in a bowl of boiling water and do the towel over the head, when you inhale, those chemicals get right up into those sinus cavities because it's kind of hard to get up in there. And they will kill off anything that's up there. But it might be, if it's really, really bad, that you do need an antibiotic. So if it hasn't cleared with natural treatment after 4 or 5 days, go for the antibiotic. And I've just thought of something, Patricia, for that person with asthma to strengthen their chest. N-acetylcysteine, we just had a customer actually in this morning who takes it, and she found that she has had to take an antihistamine since she's been on it. So N-acetylcysteine is lovely for anything chesty, and it also does have an antihistamine effect as well. It's another one we've been recommending a lot after COVID for people who still have that very bad chesty cough, and we've been getting great results with that. So sinus infection, you could try N-acetylcysteine if it's a recurrent thing as a maintenance to keep your chest and sinus clear.
Okay, and a final one, if I can bring you back to something you recommended 2 weeks ago for a listener who is taking aspirin and is also taking omega-3 fish oils. She was looking for a cream for dry skin. This listener doesn't have the internet, so wasn't able to check online. You mentioned a skin for very dry skin.
So I suppose what we normally recommend for the very dry skin is the Zeoderm, which has got some lovely omega-3 and omega-7 oils in there. I also probably recommend taking an omega-7 supplement. So the omega-7 comes from sea buckthorn. It's very hard to get in the diet, really. And that is lovely for everything dry, dry mouth, dry eyes, dry nasal passages, dry skin. So taking it to put the fat in from the inside is much better. And then the Zeoderm is a lovely thick cream for moisturizing. And also there is a range, Walida, it's mostly geared towards babies, Patricia. Mm. But they do a range of the calendula cream, which is always lovely for dry skin. And they do a skin food one as well, which is fantastic for dry skin. So take from the inside, take your omega-7 sea buckthorn oil, and then from the outside, put something on there that has got either calendula in it or has the omega-7 oils in it, like the Zeoderm.
Okay, good advice as always. And Annalise will put up everything she mentioned as heard on the radio on her website, healthhubstore.com. And tomorrow, herbalist from Dr. Deedish Clare between 12 and 2 in the store in Ballincollig. Thanks for that, Annalise.
Thank you, Patricia.